Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40. And we want to look at verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. If you found it, please say amen. Guess somebody's still turning, so we're going to hold up. Amen. And the word of God reads as thus, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This morning I want to use for a subject, how to take a licking and keep on ticking. How to take a licking and keep on ticking. In life we are faced with some rough obstacles. Has anybody here ever felt the pressures of life around you? Even the times that we live in are troublesome times. And for most of us, in the last year, our whole circumstances have changed. See, about a year ago, most of us felt that we were relatively or pretty much secure. The economy was going strong, but now it appears that we're headed into a recession. And now we no longer feel safety in our jobs. We no longer feel safety in our bank accounts. We even no longer feel safety in the investment of the things that we call our houses and our homes. And on top of all the other problems that are encountered in life, our individual problems still have not gone away. And for some of us right now, it might be troublesome times right now in your lives. Somebody here is going through some uncertain and some difficult times right now. But let me tell you, don't be dismayed, because everybody has to go through. I can see right now when I picture Jesus and his disciples, they even encountered trouble in their lives. All of these disciples had come from various walks of life, from different occupations, and for most of them, before they met Jesus, life was not real good. And then they came in contact with Jesus, and for about 3.5 years of his ministry, they were able to be around Jesus and experience the good life. They had seen people healed. They had seen demons cast out. They had even seen 5,000 hungry souls fed. And they even saw Jesus raise the dead. And they were excited because Jesus began to become popular, and they were a part of the in crowd. Now, I'm not saying that everything was perfect for them, but by far and large, life was pretty good if you were one of the homeboys of Jesus. But what they failed to realize that in the very near future, things were going to change for them. They had no idea about the crisis that their lives would go through. Never imagined that Jesus would be arrested, beaten, tried, and then crucified. Now, I said a few moments ago, let's not fool ourselves. We all live in a world where we're surrounded by day-to-day troubles, stress, financial problems, family problems, church problems, job problems. Even our nation appears to still be wrapped up in a conflict. And some of us can look at our lives and we feel like, I just can't take it anymore. For one reason or another, it seems like we are at the end of our rope. And you might be asking yourself right now, why am I going through this? Am I the only one that has problems? And sometimes it appears that you're living in a world by yourself and nobody is catching it like you're catching it. But somebody here needs to be saying, how can I bounce back from my setback? And today, I would like to address some of the questions that we have. And right now, I can recall back in the 70s, there was a watch called a Timex. And the theme for Timex was, this watch takes a licking, but it keeps on ticking. And what it was saying was that in this life, we might have trials and tribulations. But whatever you go through, you've got to learn that even though you're taking a licking sometimes, we've got to keep on ticking, because God did not bring us this far just to leave us. When we look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and we look at verses 7 through 10, Paul even kind of pre-warns us. For he says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, and that the power of God might be shown and not the power of ourselves. And then in verse 8, this is what he said. He says, we, not just me, not the people across the street, but we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Cast down, but we are not destroyed. And when you think about the life of Paul, shipwrecked 3 times, beaten, placed into prison many times, and even in his ministry, he had some issues. He said there was a thorn in his flesh. Now, we don't know what that thorn was, but God did not remove that thorn. And right now, somebody sitting here, you've got a thorn in your flesh. But whatever you're going through this morning, you've got to learn to keep on ticking. See, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how spiritually mature or immature you are. Doesn't matter how long you've been coming to church or got your name on a church roll. You are going to experience some problems and some pressures of this life. Just because you come to Jesus does not mean that your problems shall end. In fact, it probably will intensify once you give your life to Jesus. See, Paul not only describes the types of problems and stress that we all face, but he told us how we can overcome them. First of all, right now, somebody's going through a situation, and you've got to tell your situation that I'm pressed, but I'm not crushed. Paul is saying that hard times will press on every side. And it's only the pressures that this life places on us. Now, if I can, let me give you an illustration this morning. This can here is unopened. And it's full of soda. And this one is open. And it's completely empty. Now, if I take the first can and squeeze it with all my might, I can't crush it. Now, I know enough pressure will cause this to burst or to rupture, but I can take the empty can and only a small amount of pressure. It collapses. Now, if you'll notice, I wasn't able to crush this can because guess what? It wasn't open to the world. Secondly, I was not able to crush this can because it's got something on the inside. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. See, there was nothing inside this can. It was easy to crush. So what you've got to say is, right now, I've taken a licking, but I'm going to keep on ticking. Why? Because I'm not going to open myself up to the world. And when you've got something on the inside, the old folks say something on the inside, working on the outside, telling me to still go ahead. I'm confused, but I'm not freaking out. See, the world right now, it seems to be have a mental loss, and basically so many of us are confused, are tossed about because of situations in our lives. But we got to remember, there's something on the inside. And the reason I'm not freaking out with banks closing is because I know that God is going to work it all out for my good. Romans 8:28 says, now all things work together for them that love God and are called, you know what I'm talking about. Now, for his purpose. Now, I never said that all things were good, but all things work for the good of them that love God. Keep on ticking. I might be bloody this morning, but guess what? I'm not broken. You might get hit in the nose, and yes, it hurts, and your eyes will swell up, and sometimes it'll cause you to have some tears. But let me tell you, Jesus wept. We're only having to deal with the real pains of this life. We deal with the hurts and the wounds in our life. Somebody here told me that you wasn't hurting, but there are wounds that will come from your past. There are wounds that will take place right now in the present. And somebody says, how can I deal with my hurts? How can I deal with the pressures of this life? You've got to allow Christ to manifest himself in your life. In other words, you've got to let Christ live in you in order for you to keep on ticking. What happens is, we try to make it so often on our own. And when you make it on your own, it's not that you're able to keep on ticking because you don't have anything to hang on to. That's the reason church folk give up. That's the reason church folk stop coming to church. That's the reason religious folk go home and sit down. But see, when you've really been born again, you say, I've come too far to turn back now. I'm going to have to take my licking. Keep on ticking. You might knock me down, but you know what? I'm not knocked out. And I can't be afraid to get back up again. See, sometimes in this fight of life, the enemy might knock you down, but you've got to get back up again. What will keep you down? Doubt will keep you down. And the only person that's keeping you on the mat is you. can't the devil keep me down? Because I've got Christ in me that won't let me stay down. Thanks be unto God who's already given me victory. The devil in hell couldn't keep Jesus down. Luke chapter 10, verse 19, simply says this. Jesus says, I have given you authority. Somebody say authority. See, authority means giving me control. I've got control. I've got dominion over this situation. Said, I've given you authority over all of the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and nothing will injure you. How can I do this? It's because I'm a Timex Christian. I take a licking and keep on ticking. See, right now, somebody seems like you've just been going through, but you hadn't seen nothing yet. I can see right now in my spiritual mind, a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. See, we ain't been in this financial panic but for about 3 weeks. For 12 long years, for 144 months, she could have easily just given up. However, she went from place to place trying to find a solution to her problem. She kept a licking, but she kept on ticking. And as a result, time thought it was ticking down on her, but they didn't realize that Jesus was in charge of time. And as she was being knocked about, I'm sure she took some licking as she was trying to get through that crowd. He said, but if I can only get to Jesus. And right now, somebody that's taking a licking needs to be saying, if I can only get to Jesus. And she touched the hem of his garment. See, if you notice this, she did not touch Jesus. If you'll just get close to Jesus, he's so powerful that the anointing will fall on you. And as a result of her faith, she was made whole. I can see another man that dealt with this problem. As they say, he sat by the pool for 38 long years. Now, he could have easily just said, I give up. I quit. But for 38 long years, he knew that if he eventually got to the water, let me tell you what this man had. He had trust in knowing that God had everything in control. Now let me break it down this way. His faith was wavering though. There's a difference between trust and faith. Trust and faith are seem to be used synonymously, but they are totally different. Now you think about this man for 38 years. Every time he got ready to get in the water when the water was troubled, what did he say? Somebody beats me getting in. Somebody here. When you go to get that job, if you had been in there next, you would have gotten the job, but somebody beat you there. You go to get that mortgage for and buy that first house, and when you get there, the loan officer says, well, we've given out all the loan that we can give for this month. You're almost there. Sometimes you can be right at the pool, but you can't get in the pool, but you can't go home. Because ain't no pool at the house. Time out. Somebody say, what's the pool? See, church folk expect God to load up your pockets. Amen. Give you health, strength, sound mind. But we, when it doesn't come when we want it to, We take up our bags, we go back to the crib, and as soon as you leave, the water gets stirred. Gotta take a licking. Keep on ticking. A man sat at church by the gate called Beautiful. And however, one day after sitting there, his life changed. See, he met some men of God and his life changed. And right now, somebody in here needs to meet Jesus. You want to know why your situation has not changed? It's because you've not come in contact with the one that can change your situation. Some of us putting our destiny in our job. Job shut down. Put our destiny in our families. Families forsake you. But now the man that really holds your destiny, that allows you to keep on ticking, his name is Jesus. And see, after this man was introduced to Jesus, it said that he went running, leaping, and praising God. And see, right now, when God delivers us, when you see a little bit of daylight, that means when the job ain't about to close down and you got a few dollars in the bank, ooh, Jesus. Seem like God can't get no praise. Jobs start to shut down. Banks start to close. And then everybody wants to say, Lord, help us now. But see, what happens is we've got to learn that we can't quit in the middle of a race. See, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but it's given to those that endure to the end. Somebody ought to say endure in here. See, endure means that I'm not finna quit. I'm not finna give up. It might be dark right now, but the darkest hour is just before day. And right now, as somebody's dealing with their storm, I can hear God saying, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not get weary. Somebody said they shall walk and not faint. That just simply means I don't know when God's going to come and relieve me of some of this stress. But whenever he does come, and I know he's coming, if I wait on the Lord, if where I'm torn down, he's going to build me back up. Where I've been out, he's going to put me back in. They shall run and not get weary. And then Paul said, even though I got trouble on every side, guess what? I ain't stressing. I'm too blessed to be stressed. And right now, I'm perplexed, but I'm not in despair. Somebody said, I don't believe that he brought us this far just to leave me. I get persecuted sometimes. Friends talk about you. Family talk about you. But guess what? I'm not forsaken because I still got Jesus right by my side. See, the banks might close tomorrow, but guess what? I can't quit. My job might shut down today, but I can't quit. Why? Because I got a man that puts something on the inside that allows me to take the devil's best punch. I say, I'll take the licking, but I gotta keep on ticking. See, I know that all things gonna work out for my good. See, faith is knowing that God can change things, but trust is knowing that God will do what's best for me. See, trust keeps you floating till your miracle happens. Somebody, you better grab a hold to the lifeline. You better grab a hold to your float. Don't sink yet. Don't sink yet. Help is on the way. I can hear somebody saying, it got dark all night. But you know what? Weeping may endure for a night, but in the morning, the morning. Joy, unspeakable joy. I want somebody to tell you that the joy of the Lord is my strength. You might take my Cadillac, but that's fine. Because you know what? He gave me legs to walk, and I praise God for my legs. You know what? You might take that old shack that I live in, but you know what? I got the stars. I got the moon. What a beautiful ceiling over me. See, the word says that birds got nests. Foxes got holes. But the Son of Man ain't got nowhere to lay his head. I'll take your licking, because I'm going to keep on ticking. After a while, everything is going to be all right. You know what? Time is going to be over. You know what? Ain't got to worry about Amsterdam. Ain't got to worry about Wachovia. Ain't got to worry about Compass, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That tell me that everything God's got, it belongs to him. And see, when Amsterdam shuts down, I'm just going to start looking to the hills from which cometh all of my help. I tell you, my hope is built on nothing less than the blood of Jesus and his righteousness. The storm might come, but guess what? I got to hold on. The winds might blow, but I got to hold on. The storm keep raising in my life, and I don't know which way to turn, but I say, Father, I stretch my hands to you. No other help I know. If you leave me, I don't know which way I'm going to go. But I tell you, as long as I got King Jesus, I'll take the licking. I'll keep on ticking. You know what? Because the devil, he can't touch this. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The devil may throw some weapons at me, but I tell you, I'll take my licking. Guess what? Check this out. I got a big old X on my chest. It don't stand for Superman, but it stands for I'm saved. Hey. Are you saved today? Are you ready to take your licking? Are you ready to keep on ticking? I need somebody to help me this morning. That's going to keep on ticking. That know that they're going to still go on. He's all right. God is all right. He's all right. Somebody say, yeah. Well, somebody say, yeah. If you know he's all right, stand up on your feet and tell somebody, he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Hey. God is all right. The invitation's given. Will there be one to come this morning? They want God to help you to be able to take your licking and keep on ticking. Will there be one? The invitation is given. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, or if you need a church home, your time is right now. I wouldn't leave here if I wasn't ready to take the licking that this world places on us. Folk in this life, there'll be problems. But there's somebody to help you. There's somebody that's standing right now saying, I'm here for you. And all you got to do is accept me. Accepting Christ is not a difficult thing to do. Don't have to run across hell on a spider web. Don't mean wearing a black suit and a white shirt and a tie. That don't mean nothing. But accepting Christ simply means that you believe that Jesus was
crucified, and he died, and he got up early on the third day morning. You believe that he is the Christ, the Son of a living God. If you have not made that confession, I encourage you to come right now. For the word of God says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. Somebody here needs a church home. Somebody here needs Jesus. We keep playing games with ourselves. I tell you, we're not a perfect church, but guess what? We are a praying church. And if you're looking for that perfect church, you can save your gas. If gas is too high, you're not going to find it. But now if you're looking for a Bible-believing church where God is first and God is in control, you might as well come on down this aisle right now. I wouldn't leave here not saved. And death comes to young folk as well as old folk. Problems come to all of us. And I know you're saying, why do these trials come? The word of God says, trials come to make us strong. Will there be one? Will there be one? You've got time. You've got time. Now let's just give God some praise this morning. Let's give God some glory this morning. Let's give God some glory in this place this morning. Stand to our feet. We stand to our feet. Let's give God some glory. Let's give God some glory. Now right now, wherever you are, your fists are too closed. Right now, your mind are closed. Some of us carrying on conversations to keep from the word of God from reaching us. But right now, I want you to do one thing. Just lift your hands to Jesus. Not to me, just lift your hands to God. Just lift your hands to God. Father God, we pray right now that you would send your anointing, Lord God, upon your people. Father God, fill us right now with your precious Holy Ghost that will lead, guide, and direct us into all truths. Father God, we all right now are going through the storms. We're going through the rain. But Father God, right now, fill us up, Lord God. Fill us up, Lord God, that we can take the licks that this old world puts on us, Father God. Lord, we need you. Lord, we can't make it without you. Fill us up, Jesus. Fill us up, Jesus. Fill us up, Jesus. We need you, Lord God. And one day, Father God, those that don't know you will come running saying, I yield. I want Jesus. I want Jesus. I want Jesus as my Savior. Father God, go with us this week. Lead, guide, and protect us. And Father God, send your angels to encamp all around us to shield us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, bless the absent part of this family. You know where they are, Lord God. As you would touch them as well, Father God. And then we'll be careful to give you the praise. And Father God, don't dismiss us from your presence as we go about to our various destinations. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us all henceforth now and forevermore. Let's just all say amen and leave in a spirit of worship. Leave in a spirit of worship. Yeah.